Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's get right into the baseball.
What part?
So last night I had my first official at-bat in my men's old man league, 60 and over.
Your time came.
My time came. I finally got the call. And it is on video, which is on Facebook now.
Yeah.
Because Dan Buck, my teammate, was filming and
catching the moment for
catching
history.
Catching the moment, yes. Yeah. And it was pretty hilarious. Okay, let me back up. You know how you look for your purpose in life? I'm only half joking. I really think I have found mine. I think I am here to just amuse people.
Oh.
Right?
I mean,
like,
let's pay the bills, right?
It's like when you have a kid's birthday party, you're like, what else could we do? Well, we could get an ice cream truck or a pinata. I'm an ice cream truck or a pinata.
Hire Dave.
That's what I am. You're just like, hey, let's watch this guy live for a while. And it's going to be hilarious. So I get up there, took my very first competitive swing in 25 years,
mm-hmm.
got a hit, and pulled my quad.
Yeah.
Which could not be more cliche. It couldn't be more cliche. It's like a movie. And Coach Stu just shook his head at me because he and everyone else on the team had told me 75%.
Yes.
Don't go over
Cadillac
75%.
Mode. Yeah.
And like this whole season, especially since it's your first.
Yep.
But your competitive juices get going.
Yeah.
And you think you can still do it.
Your 20-year-old brain kicks in.
Yes.
Yep.
And so you're just running as hard as you can.
Yep.
And so here's what happened. I hit it up the middle. I think it's going to be cleanly into the outfield. And so I'm running pretty hard. And then I see the second baseman catch it. And so I go into third gear. And I'm a former D1 college sprinter. And so in my mind, I'm friggin' flying. I'm running a 4.3 40. And everyone on both teams is super impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I went in third gear, I felt my quad give. And so I kind of hobbled across the base. And I didn't realize that Buck was filming. And so I come back and, you know, the whole thing, how are you okay? Put some ice on it.
Yeah.
And then he shows it to me. And I'm like, oh my God. First, I'm a lot fatter than I thought. Second, I'm worlds slower than I thought and much older.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, it's like seeing yourself naked when you're not expecting it. And you're like, what the hell is that? So at first it was jarring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no one's ever going to see this video. All they need to know is I got a hit.
Yeah, and then you started showing it to everybody.
I started showing it, and everyone started really laughing.
It's great.
And I'm like, okay.
But it's great because it's the best of all things, right? I told you the first thing I said when you're running, I said you could smell the hit. In your head, you're like, I got to go because it's going to be a hit. So you can see the competitive thing goes in. And we're talking about, you're laughing at your slow, but I guarantee you're faster than almost everybody out there.
Yeah, relatively, I'm still a sprinter.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, you probably could have gone 75% and still beaten it, but you don't know that in the moment.
No.
In the moment, you just want to beat it and get the hit because you're playing in a competitive environment. But it was almost, there's a little Zapruder moment.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can see right in there, even full speed, you're like, oh, there it is.
There it is.
There's that quad.
It's funny. Buck texted me this morning. He said the sniper was arrested after the game.
He was definitely in the tower. In fact, you were at Maryville, so he was probably up on the hill.
Oh, so funny. So funny.
Well, how much fun were you having up until then?
Up until the sniper got you.
Fun. I was having fun. Yeah, it's a good time. I love it. I will continue to do it. I look forward to the off season working with you and Buck and taking a bunch of reps. But like, I'm fielding the first grounders I fielded in 25 years. Mm-hmm. That was my first swing legit in 25 years. So, yeah, this is what it is. But it's just so, just what happened was funny and cliche, but the fact that Buck filmed it and I was so abhorred by the film, that just made it even funnier to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely all things those ways are striking when you first see it.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. You are not fat. But it does tell you, like, this is the truth that a lot of us learned a lot earlier, is that, you know, look, baseball uniforms are not that flattering.
No.
There's not a lot of give. There's not a lot
everyone's
of...
Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a middle to
There's
them.
Always something that's, you know, a little bit like... Gugh.
Yeah, they have, like, that frill in the center where they meet the
When you watch this video, just know this. Everything on my body is as tight as it can possibly be. When I got dressed here last night, my socks are tight.
Yeah.
The red shirt under my is tight. The belt's tight. I'm like a 10-pound sausage in a 5-pound skin.
You're packed in there.
I'm packed in there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like an astronaut.
Yeah.
So.
How much time did you spend stretching before your at-bat?
Oh, none.
Yeah. So let's see. What part of the game was that now?
Probably the second inning.
Oh, okay. So it was early. So it you had early. Done your pregame warm-up.
Which consists of playing catch with Ramsey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And taking 3 or 4 fake wind sprints.
Oh, no.
And that's it.
Well, that's why, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like, I know it's a real team, but it sounds like a team you dreamed or something.
It does.
It's like, yeah, Dan Buck and also Rammer. Bob Ramsey is there.
Mueller,
you man.
Don Mueller. Even more than that, it was such a dreamlike night because I get my first hit, batting 1,000, by the way. I might just retire.
You did? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And pull my quad, and it was a bad enough pull. So I tore my quad in 2002. My other one, thank God. And I know what that feels like.
Yeah,
and that was not this.
Right.
That was like, bam, you're on the ground and it's black and blue. This was just like right now, I feel like I have an angry chicken pot pie in my thigh. It's just
like,
yeah. And
so on a 10 scale, what's it, a 2, 3? Pain wise,
yeah, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Getting around wise, I'm gimping and limping and stuff. And
the first movement is always the worst.
Yes.
You get out of the chair, you're like, gah!
Yes. But the game, we were behind 8-5.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last inning, we were the home team. We loaded the bases, and Bob Ramsey hit the winning run.
Look at that.
Wasn't that? It's like
I knew Rammer's that kind of guy.
Scripted.
Rammer's that guy.
And Dan Buck's probably the best ball player I've ever played with.
Yeah.
At 60 and over, he went 4 for 4 and hit it to the wall every time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good man.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Even though I injured myself, it was fun.
Yeah, but again, it's the end of the year anyway. If you're going to hurt anything, now's the time.
Yeah.
Better now than doing it in May and then you're like, got to deal with it for the next 3 months.
And like... I can laugh about it now, but I'm only 15 or 20 years away from wearing the grabby socks everywhere I go. So you got to make hay while the sun shines.
Sure.
Even if you're fat and pulling to your quad.
What's it like hanging out in the dugout with all those guys?
It's fun. It's great. It's really great vibe. Everyone's really cool and supportive. And it's serious. Like, they're playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's no fooling around. So that's kind of cool.
Right.
Well, I'm glad it was fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks extremely fun.
Yeah, it is. It was. I slept like an hour because you forget that you hurt yourself.
Mm.
And so and I'm a big flouncer, big left side, right side. And every time it would remind me like, oh, that's right. That's right.
Did you know anybody on the other team?
I did, actually. So before the game started, a guy walks over to me and gives me a big hug. And it was my first cousin, Daryl Angleton, who I grew up with. Hmm. Probably the first kid I ever played catch with.
Wow.
Which makes it even more dreamlike, Rach, because here I am playing against the first guy I ever caught a ball from. Weird.
Yeah.
But delightful. Wild.
That's fun.
It was great
seeing
him.
You said you're going down. We're taking you down.
Yeah, when we're doing the good game, he's like, how's the quad?
Yeah. So what you're telling me is if there's ever a day that I want to race you, today's the day.
Today's the day. Today's the day for the three-legged race.
Yeah. Yes.
Gorilla run versus pulled quad.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Yeah, gorilla
Who
run.
Shall take point. Over?
I just found your profile on St. Louis Baseball Forever League website. You got
really?
A profile.
Wow.
Wow.
How about
and
that?
He has the, well, you're the number one player. You have a perfect, yeah. have a perfect hitting
a
record.
1,000, man.
The greatest hitter in league history.
Were you going to steal if you got on base?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Figured yeah. you would.
In fact, it's funny because Mike Stewart, who's the coach, who's a great guy, and he's so funny, and he's so Mike Stewart. And we're doing warm-ups and stuff, and it was at Maryville University, beautiful complex, and it's all turf.
Yeah.
So it's all like, it's yep. no grass.
Nope.
And I say to Stewart, I'm like, so when I'm sliding into a base, how does it slide? And he goes, first of all, I don't recommend that.
No, oh no. If you're going to, you do it early.
Yes.
Turf is fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which seems counterintuitive.
Yeah. No, it's fast.
It seems like it'd be grabby.
Yeah. No, yeah. it's not. Not. It's faster than dirt in most cases. The new turfs are. Mm. You know, and actually, old AstroTurf, you really wouldn't have wanted to slide on ever because that would just tear you up. Mm. That's why in the old, like the you know the old Whitey Ball AstroTurf.
Yeah,
that's why the
yeah,
pits
yeah.
were dirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Because when you dove or slid on those, you legitimately got burns.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Not great.
So go to Facebook, check out the video. It's pretty fun. Pretty funny.
See if you can tell when the moment hits.
Yeah, you can.
You definitely can.
I was talking to...
I mean, you didn't flail and fall to the ground, but it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to Talis, who runs our urban stations here, and we're laughing about it. And he's like, and he's younger than me, but you know, he's not a super young dude. And he told me, he's like, man, a couple summers ago, I was racing my kids in a park. And both of my hamstrings blew out at once. And he said, no. For a half a second, I literally thought I'd been shot.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, just went down and that was it.
Oh, man. It'll take you out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do nothing for 25 years.
Yeah.
And then run as hard as you can.
The thing that scares me the most, and you see it from a lot from guys probably 40s and up, is the Achilles tendon.
Yes, I fear that.
That's the one that scares me the
most.
Well,
you see elite pros.
Yeah, it just snaps and see ya. You're done for 10 months.
That looks bad.
Yeah.
That looks bad.
No, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
I was playing indoor soccer in my 30s, and I saw a guy tear his MCL, ACL, something, but I had never seen a grown man cry like that.
Aww.
It was just immediate. You could just tell, like, he wasn't even trying to hide it. It was just such horrible pain.
And you said, suck it up, dude. Come
on. What a wuss.
No sympathy.
Yeah.
Sir.
It's funny, though, at our first baseman, as soon as I sat on the bench, try not to throw up, because when you have an injury like that, for like 2 minutes, you're a little bit nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought me an ice pack, which was like, I'll forever be in his debt. But it was also funny, because clearly there were ice packs at the old men baseball game.
Right. They had them on the ready.
Then another guy hurt his hamstring, and I offered him my lukewarm bag of water. It was already
Here's
melted.
My satchel of water, sir.
Here you go. See if that helps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.